That's
Isn't
the
veal
best
just
ones.
Pork? Is baby pork or baby beef?
Yeah, but it's more tender and juicy.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for fielding that.
Yeah, no, I know that. But it is just beef. I'm not like, you know.
It adds the flavor.
It does
have
flavor.
That's like calling a bacon, egg, and cheese a chicken sandwich.
Okay, fine.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, yay.
Yay.
I'm stressed, but I'm feeling better. Yesterday, I was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Today, I'm feeling a lot better.
Okay, good.
I was kind of going through it yesterday.
It happens.
Just fucking, yeah, sometimes you look in the mirror, you look at your friends. You're like, who are my real friends? Who are my not my real friends? You have to really consider that every once in a while.
That's what you think when you look in the mirror?
That's what I think when I look in the mirror. I talk to myself. I give myself advice.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, who's your real friends? I was like, stop repeating after me. You stop repeating after me. Then I punch the mirror. Then I have 7 years of bad luck. It's this endless cycle, guys. I have thousands of years of bad luck right now. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I am very excited about today's show. As always, two white guests on the show celebrating White Pride Month every day, all day, every day. Vicky Hunt's doing the Tonight Show tonight. He's like, why am I here? Why would I choose this? There's no reason for it.
Are you doing the Tonight Show tonight?
I'm doing tonight.
God damn.
Hell yeah, Doug. This is the difference between you.
This is where
you're at,
spectrum
Doug,
of fucking comedy.
And this is where Mike
here?
Vicky owns at.
Yeah, Hampton Inn in Pennsylvania and fucking...
There we go.
Tonight Show.
The great Mike Vecchione joins the show.
Thank you. I'd like to be referred to by my nickname because you guys have nicknames.
Please.
Baby Meatballs.
Baby Meatballs.
Yeah.
I love that nickname for you.
Would that be good?
I love
nice.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
When you're thinking
probably not real ass enough for the fans.
You know, dude, we're going to definitely be doing What You Snack on Italian Edition today because we got two fucking Goonies.
Yeah.
In the fucking Baby Meatballs is here. And also, ladies and gentlemen, from the No Offense Podcast with Doug Yurum. Doug Yurum.
Hi, guys. Great to be back here.
Yeah, hell yeah. Doug, do you have a nickname?
No.
Did you have a nickname ever for like some sports
ham.
Or hunting? Ham.
They used to call me Ham.
Ham Doug Your Ham. Yeah. Like Doug Your Ham.
Exactly. That's exactly how they use it. And
your
I was
ham.
A fat little fuck. So
oh,
I was shaped
what did
like
your Jewish
ham.
Friends think of that one?
Wow. I didn't have any of those. No, not where I grew up. There was none.
Yeah, maybe you don't understand who you're talking to. Doug is genuinely a hateful human being. You were raised in Jersey, right, Doug?
That's correct.
What part of Jersey?
Lynnhurst, New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah.
All old school Italians and Polacks.
Yeah. Those are good people. Mike likes that. Mike likes an old school Italian, a very respectful fucking... Yeah.
And I love Polacks, too.
I do, too. They
I
make
love
good
the Polacks.
Pierogies.
When you're having meatballs, how do you have your meatballs? Do you do beef? Do you do beef and pork mix in? Some people mix the meats.
Beef, pork,
veal.
Yeah, beef, pork, and veal.
Beef, pork.
That's
isn't veal just
ones.
Pork? It's baby pork or baby beef?
Yeah, but it's more tender and juicy. Yeah.
Thank you, Doug. Thank
Beautiful.
You for fielding that.
Yeah, no, I know that. But it is just beef. I'm not like, you know.
It adds the flavor.
It does
sauce.
Add flavor.
It's
My
beautiful.
Mother cooks it all in a slow mm-hmm. cooker mm-hmm. now.
That's like calling you a bacon, egg, and cheese a chicken sandwich.
Okay, fine. Yeah, so your mom cooks it all in a
she
slow cooker.
She cooks in a slow cooker. It's unbelievable,
And mixes
man.
It all together. The best fucking meatballs you'll ever have. Damn it, man. I wish I had a mother. Fuck me, dude. If I had a mom to slow cook some meatballs, doggy, that would be fire, dude.
We had Jay over a long time ago when I'd opened for Jay. We had him down in Florida. We had him over the house. My father was alive. We had a big meal. We're sitting there, and... Jay's just like starting to eat, and we all like start praying. You
right.
know, we pray before the meal,
yeah,
like God-fearing Christians. And Jay stopped, and then I look up at Jay while we're all got our heads down, and he's going like this, you know, as a Jewish person killing Christ is what he was mocking.
I understand, yeah.
I'm sorry, the fans couldn't see it.
So you guys, every time you eat with your family, every meal you guys would pray?
Every dinner. Say something, couple words, you know? And you got to watch because people are long-witted. It'll skew off into something else. Thank you for my job. It's like, this doesn't have anything to do with the food. Let's keep it.
Dear Christ, how would I... Are you one of these people who make people come to your home? Do you make them say the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, they could take the lead. It puts them on the spot.
I don't know what I would say. Put me on the spot right now. Yeah. I'm like, dear...
say a few words before the meal, dear Lewis.
Dear God, I really appreciate this hamburger helper. This is what my mom would make every time. You know, it took her 4 minutes. I'm glad she could wake up from her heroin stupor and fucking... give us some fucking tuna casserole, hamburger helper edition.
All right, there's some gratitude in there. I'm not going to say that's terrible.
In all fairness, you know how long it takes to cook hamburger helper and a spoon with a fucking lighter?
Yeah, we never prayed.
Cook your dinners by bite. It's so funny.
We would pray on like Easter and Christmas. We would give it like you know, and then even then it was like we would like mock it. Like it didn't feel like nobody knew the prayer. What is the proper way to say a prayer at an Italian dinner?
Oh no, you just go. Now we just kick it old school. Like if
you do like
whoever's the oldest,
like the MC Hammer song. Yeah, and I pray.
Freestyle it. Like mom, my mother, if we're all together, thank you for bringing my family together. Thank you for all of our
So you make it specific. You don't just say, dear God, thank you for this meal.
No, you get specific, the better.
Okay, that's actually how I lie. If you want to not get caught in lies, the more specific you get, the better. You got to remember the specifics. That's also how you
That's
get caught.
The hard part, though. When you get too much into the weeds, you can't remember the exact fucking lie.
I know.
Well, you got people pressing you on it.
Yeah,
and it's
like,
what's your problem? What are you, a cop? I'm sure that you said that a bunch of times, Lewis.
I would say that to your mom while she was saying prayers. What are you, a fucking cop?
What are you, a cop?
Are you thanking God?
That's just because she has a mustache.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, what you... Damn, doggy. We're going to do What You Snacking On, Italian edition, Italian food edition, because I love Italian food. We got two Italians in the seats, a third Italian right next to me, and I'm half Italian. I just hit myself with a pen. Ladies and gentlemen, What You Snacking On? What are you snacking
Do I smell an eating contest for the next Skank Fest?
Dude, that would be actually...
Oh, what a great idea.
What a great idea.
Damn.
Zach, would you want to host an eating contest?
Yeah, but I'm bringing a ringer. I'll bring in Badlands.
You're bringing Badlands? No, I'm saying you don't have to compete.
The fans would do it.
The fans would do it, and you host it.
Yeah.
We would have to get waivers and stuff, because a lot of people choke at those.
Ah, son of a...
I don't know how you don't have waivers for everything at Skank Fest. Yeah. I was walking through it last time, like, how is this even legal? Lewis has a legal team just waiting in the wings.
It's a lot of just, you know, doing this.
Yeah.
Don't let him die.
And that's just with fans back in the room.
Yeah. It's a lot of this. I'm the tall one. Real ass snacks, baby. What you snacking on? Italian edition. I go to the Vecchione's, and is it always Italian food? Is that what your mom's making every time?
Well, no, I request the Covadils, which are, I don't know if you know what they are. They're in the frozen food section, preferably homemade, but you can get them homemade.
Covadils.
Called Cavatelli. The way it's spelled.
Cavatelli.
So you get those, and then she makes a plethora of meats in a slow cooker with the sauce. Meatballs, pork, braciole, which is just beef, and it's rolled up and tied with a string. And some people, like Sicilians, put egg in it.
Don't they also put, like, not raisins, but something?
Yeah, Sicilians put raisins.
Can I tell you what's great about fucking Italians, right? Mm. I'll tell you what's great about them. They're not like fucking Puerto Ricans, Mexicans. We'll fucking start throwing intestines in, brains, eyes.
Yeah.
We're just it's a gross culture.
Right.
Latinos, they'll just fucking shove anything into their fucking face. The Italians, the nastiest they're going to get is some sardines.
Yeah. Octopus.
Octopus is not nasty. Octopus. No? I feel like octopus is less nasty than sardines.
The old school Italians used to eat all that horse shit.
Yeah,
like they used to eat the fucking eyeballs. Gabutzel was one of them during Easter.
No, I don't like any of that.
That was a fucking lamb's head. And they showed it to me in a pot And then they started peeling like the jawbone off.
Yeah.
And I started eating the meat off. And it's
delicious. Isn't that the thing they do in like Greek Easter? Like the fucking the head of the household, they eat the eyeball out of the fucking head.
Wow.
To show everyone that they're fucking.
That they're a man.
Just disgusting. Yeah.
So no, I thought it was established dominance.
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
You don't speak about what you saw here.
It's going to be fucking you. Bites into an eyeball like an
apple. Yeah, dude. They put the cow's head into a vise and then they slowly crush it.
That's great.
They eat the eyeball right out of the fucking head. And they say, you don't you don't say nothing. These are all. See, when I love Italian food. Italian is one of my favorite things. I went to Italy, and it was fucking the best food I've ever had in my entire life.
Where'd you go?
I went to Rome, and went to Cinque Terre.
It's unreal. Rome is awesome.
Yeah. How many times have you been to Italy?
Just twice. I went after college with my sister, and then I just went last summer with my girl.
It's romantic.
It was unreal.
You brought your girl to Rome?
Yeah.
Anywhere else or no?
For her birthday. Because I was already over there for shows for the troops. Because I don't know about you guys, I support them. And
the ones in Italy?
Yeah, the Italian troops?
No, the troops.
The fucking traitor.
The Romans.
The American troops that protect our country, guys. I
from
support
Italy?
Them. But they're stationed in Italy, okay. Yeah. Zach. I don't
That's
know
a good
you know
deal.
What the strategy is. I know you're probably a small government guy like Dave Smith. Probably doesn't believe that we should, you know, have government at all. But no, I flew her over for her birthday, and we just spent 5 days there. It was a blast.
5 days in Rome, amazing. Yeah.
It was That's like 100 beautiful. Every day. I don't know how hot it was when you were over
there. Yeah, we went there at the end of August. It was like 92. It was just fucking incredible.
It gets that hot over there?
Yeah, it gets super hot. Summertime, super hot. But that's apparently what the time to go is during the summer. Yeah. It's like super fucking touristy.
But then they shut down for 2 weeks because of their holiday, because of whatever they have over there. I don't know what it is, but it's like everything's shut down for 2 weeks. Trying to go to a gym over there, it's like it's all shut down for like 2 weeks for something.
I loved it. I loved it. I stayed. We went back the last night. We stayed in Rome. We stayed at like this fucking palatial fucking hotel. It was amazing. The whole sub level was like. Pools and hot tubs, steam room, sauna. Me and my boy, it was just me and James. I take him on a father-son trip every
it's
year.
Great.
And we just fucking chilled in the hotel. God fucking, we just steamed, fucking sauna. There was another family there. He saw some other kids. It was just such a cool, amazing experience. And the food was literally the best food I've ever had in my entire life.
That's great that you have James steaming, like you having him cut weight.
Yeah.
It's like, you wait, now you suffer. You got to make weight.
Doggy, I can't wait to go back. I can't wait. I hate going back to the same place all the time, but I fall in love with certain places.
Right. You know what was great? Turkey.
Turkey. Before I love earthquake. It, dude. Thanksgiving dinner, dude. Stuffing. enjoy me some.
Cranberry sauce.
You know, dude, even the fucking the gobbler from Wawa, the turkey gobbler.
That thing is fucking amazing fucking when you're stoned. I love that sandwich, fucking dude. Gobbler.
Wawa? You talking Wawa?
Wawa's not bad,
you're speaking
man.
Mike's language.
Oh, yeah, my God. I fucking love Wawa.
Love Wawa. They're all in Florida now. They can't break into the New York market, I think, because the 7-Elevens.
Ah, son of a
7-Eleven sucks.
Just to bother Jay, I would argue the 7-Eleven was better.
Oh, my God.
Never once did I believe it.
Yeah.
But I to this day, Jay will tell you that I believe 7-Eleven's better than Wawa because I'll never admit it to him. I just like fucking with him sometimes. Nobody gives Jay shit.
Yeah.
Literally, Jay just walks through. Everyone thinks Jay is nice because everyone kisses Jay's ass. If I was getting my ass kissed all the fucking time, I would also be nice. Okay.
Yeah.
But cross him. See how nice he is. Ask his ex-wife. Ask the rattlesnake. The fuck out of here, dude. Big Jay's nice.
Those giant fucking hands.
Mike knows the real Big Jay.
We have road stories.
We got some fucking roads. We have crazy road Jay.
Does he have
hey, you know what I was
mad at Vecchione for reading a newspaper? He was just mad. He was like, I don't know, you just got to fucking sit there and read a newspaper? Like, Jay, chill, dude. He likes to read a newspaper in the morning. He's like, you know, we're here, dude. We're trying to fucking... He's like, Jay's like, you know, you and Dave, you're following me around while I'm fucking eating. And Mike's going to just sit there and read a newspaper and exercise.
Jay does not like a morning routine that doesn't have anything to do with him. He doesn't care for it. I work out at Equinox, and that reminded me. Remember that me and because you work in there,
yeah.
One time, and me and Nate came up and gave us a day pass. We all worked out together, and we
show you guys around.
We showed us around. Yeah, you had an office and everything, and then we went on like a run around the city, all of us. Do you remember that?
No.
You blocked it out.
I blocked it out. Yeah.
But it was pretty crazy. I do remember. We the three of us all got a workout in and then ran around the city.
Yeah, and then you guys fucking, you guys went and produced that special without me. I appreciate that. You and Nate, you guys got the band back together. You got Nate Presents. Where the fuck was Luis J. Gomez? Fucking on the outside in his Equinox office like a jerk off. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for leaving me out. No, I used to love working. That was one of my favorite jobs, working week.
Yes.
That was a fucking great job. They used to let me work out for like 2 hours every day.
I mean, it's pretty awesome.
It's great. I love it.
I mean, it's way overpriced. Yeah, you know, bit. But that's where you come in. Not. That's where your sales come in.
But it's not.
It's like $240 a month. If you're isn't it?
Yeah. It's more.
Yeah. It's more than that.
It's more. Yeah. It's $290 for an all access pass. And what if you want if you want the destination access, you're talking about $370.
What's so special about it?
Destination, you can go to the international locations. Plus, there's certain ones like Printing House in the City, which has a rooftop pool. The Reebok clubs, they're a part of that now. Yeah. So there's more locations that are.
Jesus Christ.
Where was the one you were at?
19th Street. 19th Street Broadway.
Okay.
I'll tell you why it's worth it. Because people pay it. Yeah. Number one. Yeah. Number two,
not dirty.
You're not joining Equinox because you're worried about the price.
Right.
Simple as that. People that are concerned about the price, they just wouldn't join right. there.
You would is not. It true that they want to, and just be honest, Lewis, is it true that they want to keep poor people out? The poors? The low-income whites?
No, I don't think they care. If you could afford your dues, that's that. I don't think, there's no culture of keeping anyone out. So,
but there was no, when I tried to negotiate with the woman, I was like, look, give me something. She's like, it's not negotiable.
It's not. They don't have any room. When you go into a place like this, it is. It was one of the best rebuttals they gave me when I was selling Equinox gym memberships. Chris Uziak was this little gay guy who was like the head of the sales department, and he was fierce, and he was just this little fierce bitch, and he was awesome. He was a great sales guy.
Is fierce your word or his word?
It was his word, but I adopted it.
You adopted a gay word?
He was fucking really fierce. Okay. And this guy, he was just a great salesman. And we would do these like role playing things, right? Where he would wear a gimp mask and he would fuck me in the ass. And I really wanted the job. So it's like, your asshole's fierce. Yeah. No, we would do these like role play exercises and somebody would price object. And they would go, it's really expensive. And his reaction was so great. I would steal it. He'd go, do that to me. Be like, it's really expensive.
It's really expensive. I don't know if I can swing this every month.
It is.
The eye contact.
That's it.
The dead stare.
It is. If you can afford it, it's okay. Yeah. Come back when you can.
Oh.
And you're like,
and it challenges your masculinity. You
fierce bitch. Yeah. You put your wallet right there. Give me your dick. He just dominated. This little gay guy just dominated me in this office right now.
He's almost saying, come back when you're successful.
Yeah, when you're ready to be a big boy, sit at the big boy table, please join me. I would love to be at the big boy table with you again. And that's how high-end sales are. Yeah. You don't. If somebody starts price objecting with high-end sales, you go immediately, you go like, this isn't about price. If you were coming in here, if you were trying to purchase this based off of price, you wouldn't be here because this is expensive. There's other gyms. And then he would literally... You'd write down, like, there's a New York sports club right around the corner. Talk to Todd. He's a great salesman there. He'll hook you up. Here, take this. And you give it to him. You're like, you kick them out of your office. And they're like, no, but wait. I mean, it's fine. They don't want to be told no. And you take it away from them. It's a takeaway close. You're like, don't worry about it. You're not ready for this. Okay, I'll take it away. And then you see them coming toward you and coming to you. It's with high-end anything. If you get a nice car, if you go to get a Mercedes-Benz, sort of price object, it's expensive.
Yeah,
that's why you're here. You want an expensive car, right?
They tell you to fuck off, those bastards.
Yeah.
Harley does the same thing. These pieces of shit for a fucking motorcycle.
Yeah. Which I appreciate. I appreciate the experience. I appreciate a good salesperson.
Has anybody been like, look, I want value for my dollar. I'm not being cheap. I have the money.
Of course.
But I want value for my dollar. What's the value here that I'm not going to get at Crunch?
So you and I both know the value, Mike, because we pay it. Right?
Right.
We know that it's there, right? Yeah. The value is there. It's the cleanliness. It's the white people.
if you just want to be riffraff
is just not in there.
New York Sports Club. Would you like to be next to somebody in jeans on a treadmill?
Well, that's the other thing is you have a level of people that care about their fitness in a very serious way. People that are paying a lot of money to be there. So you're just going like, I know that my equipment's going to be good.
Right.
I don't have to be a fucking Karen because there's five other Karens there that if a piece of equipment isn't there, they're fucking there. If the app isn't working, they're going to fucking flip out, right? And those are the things you can't, you know, that experience is valuable. It's the same thing going to a high-end hotel. I can go to a fucking Holiday Inn,
right.
Or you can go to the Andaz or the Mondrian, right? When you go to L.A., when you know the difference. It's a bed, and it's a window, and there's a hair dryer, and there's a shower, right?
Right.
Or you spend five times as much to when you bring your girlfriend in there, she goes, oh, this is fucking dope, right? You go to the bar, you're spending four times as much on a drink that you could the average bar, but because the environment, you feel like the fucking man. Just once in a while, you got to feel like the fucking man. Everyone should.
Right.
Everyone should, right? Every once in a while, even if you're fucking broke, go out to a really expensive meal that you can't afford, right? Bring your girlfriend out to a meal that that is beyond your means and know what it's like to have that experience, because if you don't ever taste that, you're not going to want to fight for it a little bit. And I think those things are investments into your own personal psychological well-being. You're investing in me joining Equinox before I could afford it was an investment into my own my psychological well-being and my own physical well-being. I walked in with my head held high. I walked out like, I'm the fucking man. I go into the steam room. I see other people. I'm like, yeah, we're fucking doing our fucking thing here, right?
Yeah.
And that confidence is worth the $300 a month. That alone, if you're saying to have that type of confidence and to feel that good that often, $300 a month, it's a fucking steal, in my opinion.
Lewis, you're motivating me right now.
Yeah.
You're making me want a fucking shadow box.
Let's go.
God, I want a fucking
shadow box. I want to go out to dinner.
Zach checked out as soon as he said go to a nice meal. He was like, I can do that.
Nice meal. I want to go to the Keens. Yeah. Now you lost me.
Zach pays for the nice meal and turns to his wife and goes, now you owe me. You owe me.
Yeah, but I mean, all of that. Bobby Kelly said that to me a long time ago. It was a great piece of advice. Him and Dawn moved into a high rise on the West Side Highway. Maybe it might even be the same building that Jay lives in now, right?
Yeah.
Really nice building. And it was before he was making enough money to afford it. And Dawn said to him, she was like, we can't afford this. Like, what are we going to do? And his attitude, and I've always lived this way, and it's a salesman's attitude.
Yeah.
He was like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
He's like, we have to. Yeah. We have to figure it out, right? And you have to. It's almost like fucking, you know, what you're doing, like rock climbing those walls, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to go up to the next fucking level. If you're just fucking hanging on to that ledge, eventually your arms are going to get fucking tired.
Yeah.
And if you don't fucking keep on climbing, eventually you're going to hit that bell. You're going to climb up. And you're like, holy shit, I'm on the top of the fucking mountain because I kept on raising myself up.
Right.
I'll do motivational analogies all day long, dog.
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
I feel inspired. I'm going to cancel my fucking retro membership today.
Retro,
I'm getting away from those sweaty Puerto Ricans on the bench.
But
I'm
don't you feel like shit, dude? Like when you go into, like, if I'm saying, and I have, I've said it, I'm not rich. So sometimes you go to a club, right? And it's not a good, let's say you're like, I don't know this market. I don't know if I'm going to make good money, right? I'll take whatever hotel they give me.
Right.
They put you in a shitty room and you're laying on this hard kind of shitty bed. It's crappy coffee in the lobby. They have like, they have a breakfast like buffet, but it's like this just shittiest thing in the world. You're like, I feel like shit. When you talk about the depression of the road, it's those moments, right? And I won't knock.
Right.
I was in St. Louis this weekend, and it's a great club, the Funny Bone, right? But they put me up in the club, right? I was paying for my opener to come out, and we bought airline tickets last minute. So I was like, I'm just taking the hotel they're giving me.
Right.
It wasn't even a bad hotel. It was like
Hampton Inn?
No.
Fairfield Inn?
No, it was even better than that. It was honestly, it was like, I forget, whatever it was, but it was like a step below Hilton, but it wasn't, but it just wasn't a nice hotel. And I remember just sort of like being in like the lobby, going down to get a cup of coffee. I had some shitty eggs and a piece of sausage. And
Powdered eggs.
When you remember like just sort of like the hack story of becoming a comedian or like just sort of, what we romanticized about it, Mike, and we lived this whole life because you're old school like me, right?
Right.
Like, it was that. It was being in a depressing hotel, having gray sausage with shitty dry eggs, and you're like, you're kind of depressed.
For the fans, this is before TikTok.
This is true. And now we have a little bit of success right now, but like, I still dip my toe into that depressing shit a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, it reminds you. And sometimes I appreciate it because then I look at the money I make and I go like, I didn't have a fucking crazy money weekend, but it's still more money. Like if you would have told me five years ago, the amount of money that I made this past weekend in St. Louis, I would have broken down in tears and be like, no way.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm going to be. And now I go, oh, it wasn't really that much. It wasn't as good as I made in fucking D.C.
Right.
And then I go, oh, I did a show with Tim Dillon in fucking Jersey where it was a fucking packed theater.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never good enough.
Right.
And that is the depression of a comedian. And by the way, Tim has that depression.
Yeah.
And fuck, the only one who doesn't have the depression is Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan got there. He's like, dude, I'm not depressed at all. Fucking rules. Life is great, dude.
Cold plunge.
What's there to press your body? Dude, I'm so happy. I want to put my body through an intense torture right now.
Kettlebells, sauna.
He does that cold plunge first thing, man. That's unreal. But that's you're right. Yeah. You're right about that. You really are. You're talking about manifesting it, kind of. It's like a new age stuff that everybody thinks is bullshit, but it's really true. It's like 100% you put your mindset there. It really is. But there's a thing, too, where you're saying in a crappy hotel, you'd be like, this is not reflective of who I am. Like, I'm way better than this.
Of course.
So I'm going to claw my way out of it.
Of course. Yeah. And you have those moments where it's also not really that bad. Staying in a crappy, it's fucking
still
really
clean
cool.
water.
It's still,
I mean, you could still go to the bathroom. The toilet flushes. Yeah. There's clean water.
I could be welding in fucking Africa.
Yeah.
There's so many other jobs that I could be doing that, like, I'm telling jokes, you know, to fans that really appreciate it. It's not even like, I think even in the beginning, like, because it was like, when I started comedy 17, 18 years ago, it wasn't like there was a clear cut, like, path to fans.
Right.
Fans were like Dane Cook kind of figured this out before anyone else did, right? He was doing that, like, social media thing and the MySpace thing.
But it was mostly gatekeepers then.
Yeah.
It was gatekeepers.
It was all gatekeepers.
And you went through that with Last Comic.
Last Comic. Everything. Yeah. I did it all, dude. I went through the process of trying to do a late night set. I mean, I got notes back from multiple late night shows.
Right.
I got to the point where it was like, dude, I remember I got notes back and he was like, 3.5 minutes, that's fine. It had to be like 5 minutes or whatever it was. And they were like, this is approved. He was like, this other stuff is in reverse. So I was like, cool. I've seen it in 1.5 minutes. And then I fixed it. And I was like, all right, cool. I came back and I resubmitted it. And then they only approved 1 minute of the new 5 minutes that I'd submitted. I was like, but you approved the 3.5 minutes. And I worked months. I mean, dude, so hard to get the next minute and a half, to get that tape and to make it all perfect.
Right.
It was crazy. I mean, at the time, like, we didn't have, like, cell phone cameras with nice. If you had to go buy, like a flip camera type thing, and, like, the audio was never good. Like, everything
or
was,
rely
like,
on the club to give you a tape.
It was so hard to get a fucking tape back in the day.
Yeah.
And now it's just sort of like every club has decent cameras now. Right. Everything is taped. Right. Everyone's got crowd work tapes out. Everyone's got fucking...
Right. That's why we used to do the Broadway bringer shows when I first started, because they would give you a fucking tape of your set.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the little shitty handyman camera that flipped, and my head was always shaved, so the light would just reflect off my fucking head, so it looks like I had no head.
Yeah. I was going to say it looked like you're a god.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's telling jokes as my savior.
I got rejected from a joint because they go, we can't see you in this fucking video. You don't have any fucking head, and they didn't fucking accept my
tape. They thought you were a ghost. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, Stake.us. It is a social casino that allows you to play completely risk-free or attempt to win some Stake.us sweepstakes prizes. Stake.us usually does not offer sign-up bonuses, but we were able to unlock a 5% rake back if you use our rake back code, which is RAP, on your first deposit. So remember, use that code RAP, and that is also not the only way you can get free play. Players can make use of daily login bonuses and promotions to help boost their gold coin and stake coin pots. They have amazing games. They have games such as blackjack, plinko, dice, baccarat, video poker, and more, and you can play with both gold coins and stake cash immediately without any payment.
Absolutely. Stake US actually provides players with an immersive gaming experience, lots of in-house titles, a dedicated forum to help keep things social, and so much more. And what's that code again, Lewis?
The code is RAP. That's our rakeback code for your first deposit. Code RAP, and it is legal to all U.S. residents, excluding those residing in Idaho, Nevada, New York, and Washington. So once again, sign up right now using that code RAP for a 5% rakeback at stake.us. All right, where were we? We got a lot more time here. Mike, what you plugging?
My special is out on YouTube. It's called The Attractives. Please watch it and please share it. Mike Vecchione, The Attractives on the Nateland YouTube channel, available now. Also, I have a podcast on this network called Mike Vecchione Investigates. I feel like we're an under-the-radar podcast, and I would like more people from Gas Digital to tune into. We have great guests, and we put a lot of work into the shows. So please watch Mike Vecchione Investigates, new premiere time Wednesdays at 6 p.m. And my social media is Comic Mike V on all social media platforms. Please watch the special. Please share it. It's for free.
Fuck yeah. Great special. My son
loves your special.
Oh, that's awesome.
Loves it. It's fucking clean, dude. It's squeaky clean. I mean, yeah. There's a couple things in there, but like honestly, it's really like, and it's one of the things that's similar to Nate in that you don't even realize that it's clean until right. I'm showing it to a child, right. and I because I always wince when I'm showing him stand up because I'm like, I gotta like listen. Because I'll see a setup and I'm like, if it's going to be a dirty, like, fucking twist on it,
right.
Very often you'll see it coming. It reminded me one time I showed him Beethoven's Second. And there's a scene in Beethoven's Second where the kid's about to date rape the girl, the teenage girl. And he, like, locks the door and he, like, turns to her with, like, this, like, now you can't leave, like, look. And I was like, oh, I know that move. So I was like, James, no, we got to fast forward. And then I fast forward to the date rape scene in Beethoven's Second. So.
The movie with the dog?
The movie with the dog, yeah.
There's a date rape scene in that fucking movie? I had no idea.
No, I know. You don't even notice these things. That's how ingrained in rape culture we were, that even in Beethoven there was a rape scene and we were okay with it.
It's proactive parenting.
Yeah, very proactive. Yerm, what you plugging on?
What day is this coming out again?
This will be out on Friday live on Gas Digital, and it'll be out, I think, Sunday or Monday on all of the platforms.
Oh, good. Follow me on Instagram at TheDougYerm. Friday night, when this comes out, I'll be at the Dojo East in Moores Plains, New Jersey. And then that Saturday, I'll be at the Silverback Distillery in Pennsylvania. And then that Sunday, I'll be at the Grizzly Pear. And then just follow me on Instagram. You'll see.
Doug only performs at places named after animals.
That's right.
I was waiting for you to mix it up with a winery.
You'll be at the Rooster Coop and somewhere else.
Be at the Grizzly
Zach and Miko.
Hey, if you're listening live. Tomorrow night, Saturday, I will be at Film Noir Cinema on Messerol Street in Brooklyn doing a Q&A after my new movie, Shakespeare's Shitstorm. Come hang out. It's a cool little theater. It used to be a funeral parlor, and they show the movies in the back. It's really cool.
Very cool. Lots of live stuff coming up. If you're listening to this live tonight and tomorrow, West Jordan, Utah, West Jordan Landing, Wise Guys, very excited to be there for the first time. So come out and support those shows. And then next month, I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas, May 5th and 6th. I'll be in Houston, Texas, May 19th and 20th, 21st. And then rounding out the month, May 25th through 27th, Comics Roadhouse in Uncasville, Connecticut at, what is that, Mohegan Sun? Mohegan Sun or Foxwoods? Mohegan Sun.
It's Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun. Sorry, it used to be Foxwoods back in the day. Mohegan Sun Casino. And then lots of other live stuff coming up like Grand Rapids, Emias, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and more. Legion of Skanks going out live on the road for the first time together August 10th through 12th. We'll be doing a little theater run in New England. We will be having Yonder Bags there. We're not letting you guys tape things because we're filming part of it for the podcast, but we're doing some crazy uncensored shit, the most offensive live show on earth coming to the New England area. So grab those tickets, lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world, including access to the number one live chat in the world, the Racist Live Chat. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat right now. And if you guys haven't yet, I think you can get Friday and Sunday passes for Skankfest. Still, Skankfest Vegas happening September 29th through October 1st. Saturday passes sold out. All access passes sold out. There's still a handful of Friday, a handful of Sunday. So don't miss out on the number one comedy party in the world. It's the best.
It's nuts how fast it sells out.
I know. It's the fucking
And people
best.
On the road sometimes come up to me and like they're trying to get tickets.
But they don't know. They got to listen. They were so dumb. They could have still gotten Saturday tickets. They could have gotten Friday, Saturday, Sunday tickets up until a couple days ago. They're idiots. These fools.
I mean, you're going to have to move to another venue probably soon. A bigger venue.
Well, we don't want to make it too much bigger. We're going to move to a new city for sure. You got to keep the experience. It's got to be a cool experience. It's got to be
Vegas
a party.
Was pretty great. I thought the Texas one was awesome.
Yeah. They're all great.
Yeah.
They're all great. I'm excited about a lot of the...
I think if it gets any bigger, it'll lose some of the intimacy. You won't feel like you're there with the comics.
You want to feel like a party, right?
And
this is not knocking any of these other shows, but you can go and see... You know, you can go and see Nate in a fucking stadium, right? But it's not, like, you're just seeing a performance.
Right.
This is a party. This is, we are all one for one fucking weekend. We all come down off our fucking high horses, right? It's not even like, we don't promote, like, Roseanne Barr over Jordan Jensen, right? They're fucking comics at Skankfest, right? It's not like, that's not, the energy at Skankfest is very much like, you know, all these fucking comics that hate us, that, like, preach, like, fucking...
Yeah, it's just hardcore comedy fans.
Yeah, It's
mostly.
It's really the best in the world.
Yeah.
And we're all fucking. We're all going to be there in Vegas.
Yeah.
We're going to go out with a bang too, because we're changing it next year. It can't be Vegas again. Vegas. There's a lot of red tape involved in doing it in Vegas, and it's a very expensive city to produce Skankfest in. We can do it in a city like New York or Los Angeles and do it for a fraction of the cost in terms of producing it,
yeah.
Which means that the comics all make more money. The fans get more of an experience. We invest more into bigger comics, bigger experiences, more unique things, take more chances. So lots of cool stuff happening. Let's lighten things up here. 16-year-old black teen shot twice by an 84-year-old white man after knocking on his door.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not good. People, is this what's going on in Chicago? Is this why Chicago's losing their minds?
No, I think this is unrelated.
Missouri. Oh,
where was this?
Missouri.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So basically what happened, if I'm correct, the kid went to go pick up his, was it little sister or two sisters?
Twin brothers.
Twin brothers, thank you. And it was, he went to like 115th Street instead of 115th
Ave.
Yeah, it was like something different.
Yeah.
And an old man. So the article, some articles are saying he walked in the house.
Yeah.
The one I read said he never crossed the threshold. And an old man shot him through the glass door.
Damn.
And then shot him again on the ground. The kid got up, went to a neighbor's house. Two neighbors wouldn't let him in.
This kid Wolverine?
Oh, yeah. My God.
They hit him in the side. They didn't.
He pushed the bullet out of his head.
Yeah. Went to two different neighbors' houses who wouldn't help him.
Yeah.
And finally, the third neighbor made him lay on the porch bleeding until the ambulance came.
Dude, what the fuck kind of gun was he using? Was it just a small 22? How many shots could this kid take?
He shot him once in the arm.
Yeah.
And then I think one grazed him.
It was a Smith & Wesson 32.
It's small.
Can I make a suggestion? How about the guy just doesn't answer the door?
Yeah.
Why do we have to shoot through the glass?
Clearly, he could see the fucking guy if he's shooting through the glass, right?
I mean, what are we doing?
That's fucking nuts.
Did I get any of that wrong, Shannon?
The only thing that I saw, but it was also different in multiple articles, was one said that he started to jiggle the door handle.
Well, he's getting jiggy with it. That's what they do.
And that the old man.
That's to be expected.
And that the old man claimed that he was scared for his life. And that apparently after he shot him.
I also believe that.
Yeah. I do believe that.
Sometimes both.
Yeah, look at this fucking.
He's scared for his life, but him. You know.
He fought Jackson in World War II.
Oh my God. That was hurtful. That was hurtful.
Sit down, Mike. Have the meatballs.
Oh, no, Mike, you don't like. I shoot at a colored boy at the door.
So, yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's horrible.
I mean, the kid's out of the hospital already, I believe.
I mean, if you only got shot in the arm and grazed, you know, it's not like, let the old man off. What are you going to do?
Let the old man off? Yeah. He's shooting people from inside your house?
I thought he shot him in the head. I thought the kid took a bullet to the brain. I was like, you got to at least give this guy some, you know.
And he's 82, you
he's
know.
He's 85 years old.
What's this guy doing living on his own?
Waiting.
Wait for the perfect opportunity.
Come on.
Holding a gun, waiting for that doorbell.
Waiting for some punk to feel lucky.
So he's talking about the Korean War. Yeah. Now's his chance.
Asking a group of kids, where'd you gooks get that car?
Where are your zipper heads from anyway?
Yeah, look, old ass people are racist.
Yeah.
You know? They're going to die off eventually.
Yeah.
He's probably delusional, though. That's probably the thing.
Racist person. It's going to be because racism is passed down generation to generation. And there's little babies that are still being born into like really, really, really racist families.
Dude, have you ever seen that thing where it's a little baby? It's a close up of a little baby. And then they draw back and he's wearing a Klan outfit. And the guy goes, that baby is cute, but I do not agree with his politics. I love that so much. Like they just slowly pan back. He's wearing a Klan outfit.
Dude, Shannon, if you can find this made me laugh harder than anything that's made me laugh on the internet. Oh, fuck, man. My phone is. Shannon, I'm going to tag you in it. You can edit this part so you don't have to. There doesn't have to be a lull. Let me see if I could fucking find it.
Maybe he gets one of those video doorbells. I mean, there's a lot of options here before we whip out a gun and shoot through our door.
Hold on. Damn, I'm not going to be able to find it. Shannon, just look up Miley Cyrus It's her talking, and then there's like I think it's a pug or it's a dog afterwards. So look at Miley Cyrus and dog. It's just a close up of her talking.
Yeah,
this shit made me fucking laugh.
What, their stupid voice?
Yeah, watch. It's they're doing different versions of this all over TikTok and Reels right now. But this is the first one that I saw, and it was with like a little like pug. It fucking really got me. It was the best, dude.
Is it? Am I looking for the face of the pug or of Miley Cyrus?
That's probably Miley Cyrus. I'll tell you if it's right away. It's a close up of her talking about like something. It's like you think it's gonna be like an inspirational video.
The journey's the best part of it.
Yes, yeah. The journey's the best part. Yeah. Hmm.
Just look up Call Me Maybe.
Just look up Miley Cyrus, Journey, and Dog.
I'm guessing it's not.
I hate you. I literally can't stand you.
That's definitely not that. That's
I can't. Shannon,
you're not giving me the Miley Cyrus pug is what I put.
No,
I said, should it be the pug face or Miley Cyrus?
That was crazy,
Shannon.
That was a dog singing Miley Cyrus.
Maybe you might enjoy
now,
it.
While that's cute and I want that video, send it to me separately. Yeah. That's not what I was looking for. That's fucking crazy.
It's Miley's spirit animal.
I mean, it's all over real, Shannon. It's fucking crazy. Christ. If I scroll here on Reels, I'll be able to find it faster than Shannon will be able to with the information that I just gave her.
Or just search out Miley Cyrus on the fucking the search bar.
No, it's too hard. Too hard to do that.
Wait, that was it.
That's
I just saw her face.
It's too hard. Sorry.
No, it's different. It's a different one, but this is a different.
Taking some shots at it.
Fuck, that's it.
That was it, right? Yeah, that was it.
It's different.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's making fun of
Shannon, you're safe for now.
The journey is usually the part that you remember anyways.
You're like Italian. Where'd you go? Come on,
where'd you go? The journey is usually the part that you remember.
Oh, that poor
but that
girl.
That one wasn't as good. It's like, dude.
They did it with The Exorcist, too.
They did it with a pug. And the pug's like, rah, 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 rah. It fucking got me going. Shannon, if you don't find this fucking pug in this Miley Cyrus thing, this journey thing, I mean, I'm done with you for life.
I looked up Miley Cyrus pug and this like nothing.
Look at Miley Cyrus journey and pug. Not a hashtag, Shannon. You're looking up a Miley Cyrus journey.
It turned it into a hashtag.
Yeah, you're fucking turned into a hashtag.
Shannon, I think it's a safe bet that you're going to be drowned in Jamaica next year.
I'll try.
It will be attempted murder. It will be a Dateline.
I think
Skank
we're doing
Fest Dateline.
I think we're doing a ski trip next year.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, even though I'm not sure exactly if the staff is happy about this or sad about this.
Well, they're on fentanyl, so they probably don't know what's happening. Just kidding, guys.
Let's see. Catch
the journey is usually the part that you remember anyways.
Play it again. Yeah, it really got me.
He is usually the part that you remember anyways.
That fucking dog rules. That's my favorite thing on the internet currently, guys. That's it right there. That
and
got
that's
me.
Safe for James to watch.
That's
too.
Safe for James. I'll show it to him all the live long day. You don't even know.
He's not going
to
share that at school.
Oh my God. I'm trying not to be stressed right now. My house is currently being packed up and moved.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
I don't know. I'm good. Everything's good.
Yeah. Is it going to be done fast?
They said 5 hours to pack and then to bring it over and unpack.
But you have to pack your own stuff. That's
the
stressful part.
They had to pack it. They had to
pack all of your own stuff.
I literally didn't. I mean this. Like yeah. I was in my house last night. Nothing has been packed. Not even a toothbrush. Nothing. And I walked out today. I was like, all right, guys, have at it. And my sisters. I'm paying my sister to be the foreman.
Right.
Make sure that they don't like break things and fuck things up. But it was. It's a.
What? She's asleep.
She already fucked me.
Her feet are up on the couch.
She already fucked
They're me. Moving her. She's on the couch as they're moving it into the truck, snoring.
So you don't know where, you're not going to know where any of your stuff is. Once
no.
Moved.
So they have to bring it all into the right rooms. Every box is marked with the stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I unpack.
Wow. Oh, so you put the shit in boxes already.
They put it in the boxes.
You didn't do that either.
They do that.
They bring the boxes.
Where the fuck is
they bring
this?
The boxes.
Yeah. I actually want the number of these people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
That is amazing. I've never heard anything like it.
Never.
Yeah, it's expensive, but it's worth it.
It's not TaskRabbit, nothing like that.
No.
Oh.
No. You got it. This place. I said this yesterday on the show. now they're coming up in my algorithm on Instagram and on Facebook, like their advertisements. And their advertisement is like, if you want cheap movers, don't call us. If you want quality, we're the ones. So like, they advertise that they're expensive. That's how expensive they are.
Equinox?
They're the Equinox of movers. Yeah, dude. I walk in, I look at my boxes, I feel like $1 million.
Oh, that's great.
If you want cheap
movers. It's an investment toward my own psychological.
Right, right. No, it's the right thing to do. Wow.
I could have probably to move myself, just to rent the trucks, buy all the packing supplies, to maybe get a couple people to help, and to do everything. It would have probably cost me $2,500, right? So this is like twice that much, but I don't have to do any of the packing.
Wow,
I think that's worth your sanity.
Yeah.
Especially considering how stressed out.
Do they clean the new place also?
No, the new place is
it's already clean.
Cleaned, yeah.
That's fucking beautiful.
How did your sister fuck up already?
Because I walk in and the movers are, they're putting stuff into boxes. And my son's rollerblades were in the living room. And they put the rollerblades in the box with like a foot massager and some pillows. And I was like, Jenny, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
That's a toy. Toys go with toys. Do my pillows look like toys? Yeah. No.
Huh.
So, got a little heated. All right. Love you guys. Go support Yo Kratom. They support us. They fucking support everything we do. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest and the marquee sponsors here at Gas Digital. Support them, not only because they support us, but because they have the best deal on Kratom in the world. If you're over 21 and you're already in the market for Kratom, go get it for just a $60 kilo.
That's right. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and the best price. Guys, stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, or bodegas and getting your Kratom just a little bit at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door. For just $60.
Once again, that's yokratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. My sister's just constantly fucking up.
The rollerblade should be packed separately.
The rollerblade should be packed with James's toys.
Yeah.
Very simple. Very simple task here.
Yeah.
But my sister's a fucking junkie and a pothead. And honestly selfish.
She's gotten clean for the move. Is there a story here that we're supposed to latch?
No, there's no. Okay. She's not clean, dude. She's just smoking all my dabs right now and watching these guys move my shit. She steals from me, dude. She takes my credit card, just spends money on it.
I was worried about the workers stealing, but it sounds like they're on the level.
No, they're on the level. My sister will unapologetically steal. I caught her stealing from me. She spent money on my credit card on weed and food, because I leave an emergency credit card at home. And I call her on it. I was like, what are you doing? She was going to let me cancel the credit card. She's like, no, I didn't. She denied it until I was calling the credit card company. She was like, actually, hang up. Right? And then I was like, Jenny, I was like, you're stealing from me. She's like, I know. I don't want to hear it. I know.
I fucked up.
And that's her reaction. Like, I'm annoying her with mentioning that she's actually stealing from me.
You always have to point out my flaws, Lewis. You're such an asshole.
Literally, that's what she says.
Yeah. Wow. Kind of unapologetic.
Super unapologetic. And to be honest with you, realest dude.
He's a real ass dude.
That's right.
He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Shannon has a new top girl that she says could take the place of Livy Dunn. Livy Dunn, if you guys don't know, 20-year-old LSU gymnast. Yeah. The girl's, pretty much perfect. She looks a little...
She's our top girl.
She's our current top girl. The hottest Livy girl. Dunn.
Yeah.
I think is she the one in all the reels and shit on Instagram?
Yeah, people love this girl. Yeah. She looks a little bit like a teenage girl, but I'm not going to be judged for saying this girl's hot. This is a fucking... No. She's a goddamn smoke show.
And she's in college, Lewis.
She is, but she does look a little young. I understand what they're saying, but goddamn it, she could be in middle school, Mike. I wouldn't care.
It's worth the jail time.
Jesus Christ, Mike. Fuck off. No, I don't care what you're
for the
saying.
Cops that are listening.
My goodness.
She's wild. She's a wild
And she's
gal.
Making money off her brand, which you weren't able to do before in college sports.
Good for her. And God bless her. God bless her. So this is the top girl. Now, Shannon, you're saying this next girl could compete.
Compete. I don't think she's going to beat her, but I think she can compete.
She's in the running.
Body. Wow. Yeah.
She's in the running. Let's see.
So she's a former college volleyball player.
Former college. She's old.
I'm going to show you the article pictures, and then we'll go to her Instagram. Here's one.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
this girl compared to Livy Dunn is a disgusting pig, and that needs to be pointed out.
Oh, say it now, Lewis. Say it now.
Dude, what the
You're just
fuck?
Mad because she's rural. Bleh. You didn't like the picture of her in the country.
Bleh. I can't say rural. I have a hard time with that word.
Rural?
Rural.
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 Rural. Let's see. Okay, all right. You know what, Shannon? The first
volleyball.
Can I see the first picture?
Oh, those are natural tits, too. Look at that.
They are natural.
I think.
Those are nice natural tits.
Yeah. That's she's mad that people keep telling her that they think her boobs are fake.
No, they're not.
No, they bounce. Solid. They're bouncing. My goodness gracious.
Shannon, go. All right. The original photo you pulled up, the sloppy titted one, that is not a good photo of her.
I like those sloppy tits, though.
That's a sloppy titted photo of her, Shannon.
Well, I saved the best for last, her Instagram.
No, you need a good first impression.
Okay. Wow.
Wait, hold on. Let's go to that one with the butt in the water.
Let's see the butt in the water.
This one?
The one next to it that's the butt in water.
She's literal. Shannon was like, no, her butt's in the water. We need the one of her butt in the water.
Her butt is out of the water.
Her butt's out of the water.
Yes, yeah. Literally, her butt is out of the water.
Yeah,
exactly. You're right.
You're a fool.
I knew exactly what he meant.
But honestly, her ass is not. Go to the Livy Dunn butt in the water. Go back to the Livy Dunn butt in the water. If we're going just butt in the water versus butt in the water.
I mean, it's volleyball versus a gymnast.
Butt in the water versus butt in the water. I mean, what are we even doing here?
Well, you got to see the hang, yeah.
We can't even tell what's happening.
Do you want to show her the hang? Show her the cheeks.
I want to see the hang, yeah.
There's another one of the cheeks. No, sure, I mean, her cheeks are better. The other girl's tits are better, obviously.
Yeah. No hang.
No, you can get one with some cheeks. That's not a good cheek one, Shannon. You know, Shannon's really trying to She's trying to sabotage Livy Dunn because she's jealous and she's old.
I don't think she has a good head.
No.
You're retarded. That's also not a great photo of her ass. Shannon, if we could just find a good photo of her ass for once. There we go.
There's a nice one. Okay. All right.
Thank you for showing us a good photo of this child's ass, Shannon. Thank you very much. go back to the other girl now. I don't think the other girl is as hot. This girl's
very
hot.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
In the face, no.
I mean, nowhere near as pretty in the face. Go back. Let's see.
I don't like her eyebrows. They're like mine.
She's hot. Obviously, she's beautiful.
Right. Yeah,
she's ridiculous.
Very, very beautiful.
But we're talking about top girl. We've seen better.
But what's
I don't even think she beats that porn star that was in the top girl position for like a week.
Who wasn't?
What was her name, bruh?
Well, let's see those cheeks on the bed.
Yeah, she's definitely got a better butt.
That's after winning at volleyball.
Yeah.
I think that's a championship.
She's swollen.
Yeah.
Look at those hips on her. I like her body better, though. She's a little bit thicker.
Because of birthing?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So what do you like better? Do you like a little petite fucking girl like that, or you like this big-titted fucking...
I like the monster.
Sex vixen.
Yeah.
It's just a different thing, right? Yeah. It's a much different feel. Yeah. Like, this bitch would fucking... You'd roll around with her. She'd get these big, voluptuous tits.
Speed and comfort, I think they call it.
The other girl, you throw Livy Dunn around. That's just a little tiny gymnast bitch. You fucking flip her. You fucking have her
flexible.
Some sort of routine. Okay.
You get scared and throw her in a lake.
Can I say also, like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's more trickery involved in this girl's pictures.
She's a professional.
I feel like this girl is like, whatever it is, if I was sitting in a room with this girl, it wouldn't even be close than if you were sitting in a room with Livy Dunn. She's using, is it filters? Pretty. Go back to her face. Go to the one in the bikini with, that one.
You know what you need? You need an action shot of her playing volleyball.
Do you see what I'm saying? This face is softened. This face is softened by some filters.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason she's softening it is because she's hiding something.
Jawline.
I don't know.
She's got the long hair.
I don't know. I'm not wholly impressed, Shannon.
Was her on the volleyball court with no filters? That's what you just catch her raw.
Who is the other chick who may even be hotter than Livy Dunn, who was like a runner? She went viral for a while. And she was just simply like a runner.
Yeah.
And she was in the Olympics or something. And she was like fucking ridiculous. And it was just one shot of her like running.
In the shorts, right? Yeah. Like the cheeky shorts.
It was fucking. Yeah. She was a goddamn smoke show. She had to pull that girl up. What happened to her?
I don't know. She disappeared.
I haven't seen. She used to come up all the time.
I wish
reels,
women, as they
done.
Got older, would disappear. Like, you remember how Marty McFly disappeared?
Yeah.
Like, he was like playing the. I wish that's what. As soon as women hit 30, they're just faded into nothingness,
into existence.
If I was.
What about Madonna? She's doing good.
Yeah.
If I had the infinity glove, I would fucking snap all bitches over 30 out of existence. There we go.
Yeah.
Be fucking great.
You could do that mentally.
Was this, is this her?
What's maybe, because she's hot. I mean, she, it could be her. I don't know, Shannon.
I think that runner was like,
no,
a
I don't think I don't think it's her. No. No,
Shannon, did we ever do a tighter night for that really tall trick I sent you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Did you see that?
6'9".
Her mom is 7'6". She did a video on Reels with her mom, and her mom is 7'6".
Get the fuck out.
It was fucking nuts. Yeah, there's this big bitch on TikTok, and she's like taller than a refrigerator.
What?
And she does videos where she'll like put her ankle on top of the refrigerator to stretch in the morning.
Refrigerators aren't that tall.
To put your ankle on top?
Just saying.
Do it on top of my head.
That's pretty great.
That's tall, Lewis.
Yeah.
Can you put your ankle on top of the refrigerator?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm just being against you today. Maybe.
I haven't tried.
Have you guys watched Beef yet?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's great.
New favorite show on TV.
Yeah, I heard that.
Excellent. Excellente. Really fucking good. I think my favorite shows right now on television are Snowfall, White Lotus, and Beef.
I still haven't caught White
but
Lotus.
But because it's a road rage thing, Lewis, and you connect
I connect with the them so much.
I don't know the show, so don't spoil it. But
I'm not going to spoil
it's
anything.
It's a road rage thing, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's mm-hmm. just, it's a story of two people that have a road rage incident and just how it spirals. And I connect so much with the characters because I'm, once in a while, I make the decision to chase somebody in a road, like, to, yeah. Like literally, they give me the finger, they honk, and I'm like, well, now I'm chasing you. Now I'm going to make you fear for your fucking life.
Yeah.
And if I run into another person that's me, like, we could,
right.
Like, and that's really what happens in life is, yeah. Like, most of the time, like, 1 out of 100 people are willing to sort of go there and to mm-hmm. let their anger get the best of them. Sometimes they happen upon each other.
Right.
And that's this what this story is. And it's fucking great, and it's really, really good. But apparently one of the, is it one of the stars? David Cho, is that, who is that?
He's the younger brother.
The younger brother.
I think so.
Let me see him.
Oh, hold on. I just have the article. 1 sec.
Lewis, have you ever done a thing where it's like you get in a road rage, you chased a guy down, he was game to fight, you guys got out, you had a fight, and then afterwards it's like, after you've just fought it out, you're like, okay, let's call it, let's go get a beer, and then you ended up being friends.
No. I've never gotten to the point where I've fought somebody in road rage, but I have had moments where I've chased them more blocks than I should have chased them to, like, I don't even know. I don't know what the end result is. Like,
right.
I'm not going to kill somebody. Yeah. I'm not really even willing to beat them up. In the moment, I feel like I am, but like when it comes down to it, I'm not like willing to just jump out of the car and drag somebody out of the car and start beating the shit out of them,
yeah,
right?
Right.
I have to feel like threatened, but I want them to feel something.
Yeah. Jeepers creepers when he just follows the bastards to get them scared.
He just wants them
to feel that fear of another person.
I want them to know I'm fine, going to find him.
You made a mistake on the road, and you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. I need some sort of justice to be served. I need them to, every time they think about honking their horn, I need them to realize that on the other end there could be a Puerto Rican coming out of the shadows.
I think that every time I honk my horn.
Yeah.
Street justice.
Yeah, that's like a call for the Puerto Rican. Yeah. Dang, dang.
It's the cousin Isaac.
The cousin. Okay.
Okay.
Right, this guy.
Oh. Yeah. He does Rogan, doesn't he?
He's been in other stuff too, right?
Yeah, and he also does graffiti, is what it says in the article. That's what he's known for.
Yeah, he played the cousin in the show. He's great. So what was the deal? He's getting in trouble now?
Yeah, so in 2014, he did a podcast with the porn star Asa Akira. And he was, recently this clip has resurfaced. Somebody posted it on Twitter of him talking about going to a masseuse and how the person didn't want to do any sexual stuff to him, and he kind of like forced her to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a tiny
bit. As you do.
I have a little bit of the clip, but then I can give you more quotes afterwards.
Usually with money.
But the thrill of possibly going to jail, you know,
excites you.
That's what got, what achieved the erection quest, the getting the thing.
Ew, you're basically telling us that you're a rapist now, and the only way to get your dick really hard is rape.
Yeah.
What does she look like?
No denying he said, yeah. it at
I mean,
all.
Yeah.
He could have.
So?
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
He could have said no.
Yeah.
Damn, I'd already give my sister real ass dude of the week. Fuck.
Like half.
Like how would you describe
half it? Black, half white.
Like Leona Lewis.
Long, curly hair.
How old?
Big titties. Huge titties.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Huge real titties.
Who cares what she looks like? Dave's telling us he's a rapist.
Is it?
A successful.
What did she look like? How long was her hair?
A successful rapist.
Are they doing a bit though to fuck with her?
It sounds like they're exaggerating.
It sounds like they're fucking with her.
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Look.
I think maybe telling the truth, and then it became a bit like, oh, fuck, I just did admit that I'm kind of a rapist, and then he just went with the bit.
So what did he
say? Yeah, I think he was trying to be like, it's a porn star podcast, so I think he was just trying to
He's trying to be
like,
provocative.
Be cool.
I don't really know the story there. I just, look, if you're, what is this? He's admitting that he wanted to jerk him off, and she didn't want to, so then he tried to, you know, that's part of the negotiation
just
process.
Slip her another
it's fucking a fucking
50.
Hooker. Yeah. You're dealing with a hooker, okay? What do you want me to say?
And if you're not a hooker, you went into a very hookery business.
Yeah. Gotcha, Anna.
I have more of the quotes. By the way, the name of the podcast was DVD ASA, which stands for Double Vag, Double Angel, Sensitive Artist.
Okay.
And then so more of the quote is, she's not into it, but she's not stopping it either. And it says, Cho said of commanding the masseuse to touch his penis, and she's reluctant to do so, and then describing holding her hand on his penis with both of his hands. He wanted to describe how he told her to spit on it and to open her mouth, which she said no to. He then said he forced her to give him a blowjob. Quote, I take the back of her head and push it down on my dick, and she doesn't do it, and then I go, open your mouth, and she does it, and then I start face-fucking her.
That's what's up, nigga.
Damn, David Cho.
God damn.
You know what? This is why I'm glad that I'm never going to try to get into a mainstream job, because I have stories that I've told like that on podcasts all over this place.
So he's off the show now?
Oh, is he off the show or no?
No, this is just what he's going after, because this was the tweet was posted by a writer, and he went after the guy who posted it, made them take it down. That's why the whole clip, we don't have it.
Right.
Their Twitter profile has been taken down. He's suing them. So he's really, and he's, because he's claiming it's a copyright infringement that he owns that clip. Mm. So he's trying what he can to divert from
can
it.
Can you do that though? Can you say you own a clip and fucking sue?
It's not his podcast. His podcast.
Maybe he bought it.
But once you.
Oh, he bought the podcast?
But even once
maybe he bought that episode.
Once you put it out there, right? You put it on a podcast.
You're not going
like,
to unhear it, right?
I don't actually even know the legality, but you can make a digital copy. It's on the internet. It's like taking a picture of a billboard. You don't get to say you can't take a picture of that billboard and then use that picture as evidence in a crime. I mean, that it seems like that would be all fair game.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know? I mean, he's got no, I don't think he's got any legs to stand on there as far as suing.
It was his podcast.
It was?
Yeah,
oh.
He was co-hosting it with Asa Akira.
Oh, okay.
And it was on his website, on the website of the show. So I guess that's what they're using.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, look.
I mean, does the writer have some kind of agenda? Because I always wonder, like, the other side of it. Like, who seeks this stuff out? Like, this is not just available. I mean, I'm sure it's there floating around. But who goes,
he's on the number one show in the country, right? And then this happened with Seth Simons when Shane Gillis got hired on SNL, right? He saw an opportunity to have their moment in the light, and they go, oh, I can tear this person down, and regardless whether it's justified or not, this is not about justice, or this is not about being a good person. Yeah. This writer gets to go, oh, cool, I get to fucking get this esteem in this moment. So that's really where that comes from. I don't know.
I guess I have his reply if you want to hear some of it.
Please.
He said, I'm not a rapist. I hate rapists. I think rapists should be raped and murdered. I'm an artist and a storyteller.
He's like, the only person I would rape is a rapist.
Yeah. Like Dexter.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Let's start raping rapists.
Now he goes too far in his next podcast.
I'm an artist and a storyteller. I view my show as a complete extension of my art. If I'm guilty of anything, it's bad storytelling in the style of douche. Just like many of my paintings are often misinterpreted, the same goes with my show. The main objective of all my podcasts is to challenge and provoke my friends and the co-stars of the show. We fuck with each other, entertain ourselves, and laugh at each other. It's a dark, tasteless, completely irreverent show where we fuck with everyone listening, but mostly ourselves.
Shannon, can you please quote this and then just copy and paste it for me when I get canceled? This sounds perfect. Perfect response.
No, but that's interesting, though, if they can use podcasts in, like, court. You know what I mean? Like
for sure,
for legally in court, because then the person's going to go, "Look, that's just my art. It's not." But there's this supposed authenticity that everybody has in the podcast. So it's like, "Oh no, that's true." It's like, "Oh no, none of it's true. Yeah. I'm just putting on an act."
Just so everyone knows, everything I've ever said in a podcast is not true, and most of it actually is ChatGPT, a ChatGPT digital recreation of my voice. I've never said most of the things that you guys have heard me say.
Lewis actually is a hologram.
Yeah, did you guys see the Joe Rogan AI? They made the Joe Rogan AI experience, and they just made a fake conversation between Joe Rogan and Trump, and there's like another one. It's like a 3-hour podcast based off of what they would say, and it sounds like eerily like them. Like
I mean, that's that kind of AI is going to put all of us out of work in the future. I mean, it's real rough around the edges now, but do you ever do that thing where it's like put jokes as Lewis J. Gomez?
Yeah, they write better jokes than I currently write.
they write all your jokes brilliant and stuff, and it's like rough jokes, around the edges now, but that's going to be like a whole thing, I think.
Yeah, it will be. And it'll be like, you know, what they'll be able to do eventually is you take like the data, like Lewis J. Gomez, right? You take all these podcasts that I've done, right? And once they figured out how to really like hone the data and how to build an algorithm the right way, it's not only like will they be able to recreate my voice and my speech pattern, but they'll be able to, based off of all the data that's put in, be able to predict what I'm going to say, predict what I'm in the mood to eat that day. You know what I'm saying? Like all that, I think that's like all on the cusp, like legit. And you could fucking, you know, when they talk about like having AI live in your place, like why wouldn't you have your AI do your work, right? Reason as I would, AI here, picking all these variables.
Right.
You know what the best outcome here is for me, because you're better than me. You've gone through a million different fucking scenarios through this, and the computer has spit out the best case scenario for me. And I get to go sit in a pod and just rest my body.
Right.
That's the future. That's what it all is.
I love the idea of AI Lewis torturing scientists. The scientist comes home crying to his wife, like, AI Lewis was 45 minutes late and then yelled at me.
Pull up the Joe Rogan AI experience.
Got one with Steve Jobs, too, doesn't he?
Is it? I didn't see the one with Steve Jobs.
That's supposed to be Joe Rogan
AI experience. I'm your host, Joe Rogan, or at least that's what this AI model thinks
Pause it. Shannon, from now on, I want you to not pull up news articles. I want you to simply go to YouTube and pull up the version of it. I don't want to hear the fucking Fox News blink, blunk, ding, dong, dink, dunk behind it. I don't want their fucking opinion on it. I don't want to see the clip that they've decided that I'm going to watch. That's not what this show is. It's not an extension of other people's shows and other people's news programs. We would simply pull up the video.
And for the audience, that was AI.
That was not Lewis.
So Lewis left.
No.
That's what Lewis would say.
That is not
Lewis. Lewis would get annoyed. Lewis AI. So yeah, just pull up on YouTube, the Joe Rogan AI experience. It should literally take 4 seconds to Google that on YouTube. It's just as easy as it gets.
And that's what Rogan looked like, the picture we just saw?
Well,
that was just a picture. Joe Rogan podcast by night,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first episode of the Joe Rogan AI experience. I'm your host, Joe Rogan, or at least that's what this AI model thinks I sound like. Let me tell you, folks, this is some next level stuff we've got going on here today. Every single word of this podcast has been generated with the help of ChatGPT, the cutting-edge AI language model developed by OpenAI. I am not the real Joe Rogan. Let me repeat it once more. I am not Joe Rogan, and the guests are not the people they portray. This is purely fiction, just for fun, so don't go around making little clips for your TikToks and make the world believe I said things I never said. Nothing in this podcast should be taken as said by the real people they portray. This is purely for entertainment purposes.
Pause it.
And an experience showcase.
Now, Shannon, in the meantime, maybe just do a little research or read about this. Is the conversation generated by AI, or is just the voice generated by AI? Because he goes on to have a real 3-hour conversation with Trump. Fast forward a little bit.
Can you give us an example of how someone might use it?
Oh, this isn't the Trump one.
One way someone might use ChatGPT is by asking it questions about a particular topic. For example, if you wanted to know more about a specific historical event.
All right, we got it. Forget it. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
It really sounds like him.
It really sounds
like him. It's got his inflection. I mean, that's insane. It's insane that they could construct the whole conversation based on what each would say.
Yeah.
But you need a database for all that. Yeah. So it's like, we're all gonna. You have to have some background.
I think database is the internet, right? Is that the idea?
I'm saying they're drawing from. Yeah. You're gonna have to eventually do podcasts and have some kind of a body of work to draw from.
Now, apparently, they only need like 3 seconds of you speaking in order to generate your voice.
But to predict what you would say, they need a body of work.
I think
to draw
right
from,
now they're
right?
probably not. So right now it's probably crude and it's whatever like variables that they put in. So maybe they put in X amount of podcasts or they say, well, draw from iTunes, right? Yeah. Mm. Eventually the program will be so powerful, right? and fast enough that it can draw from the history of the internet as a whole, right? And then they can start not only just pulling in stuff that you, but also other people. This is sort of the way the social media works, right? Like other people with similar profiles, right? Like, you know, you are more likely to act this way based off of this multitude of variables and this almost infinite amount of, you know, stuff being put into this computer that is in real time evolving, right? So the program is learning how to, it's almost like learning faster than you can learn, right? Yeah. It's like that's where it gets like crazy, where you go like, well, at one point, the AI version of me, right? If I put in everything, my likes, my dislikes, my memories, my family, like all this, and could the AI live a better version of my life than me? At what point do I give up to that, right? At what point do we become just fat, you know, meat sacks?
Yeah.
And we have, you know.
A few years ago.
Hey, Lewis, not to compliment you, but I think you just wrote an episode of Black Mirror.
It's true. It's a scary fucking thing, but it's super fascinating, super interesting.
I mean, that's insane.
Here's what rich people are going to do eventually.
Yeah.
It's going to go one of two ways. It's either you're going to completely give into this technology and that's where you're going to invest everything, or really rich people are going to disconnect and it's going to be like, I live in the woods, I'm off the grid completely, which is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to get rich enough where I'm no longer on the internet.
But but a version of yourself will be out there.
Oh, yeah. He's
working,
out there.
Doing podcasts,
hurting
hustling
women.
In the city. But you will be in the woods.
I would write
with your gun pointed at your front door.
My AI program shooting black children that are trying to pick up their teenage cousins.
Lewis's AI stands for intruder.
We're going to wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. Mike Vecchio and Doug Yurum, always fun to have both of you guys on the show. Support them and everything that they do. I will see you guys this weekend in Salt Lake City. Have yourselves a great weekend. Peace.
That's all, folks.